You are listening to Indian Teens Unfiltered,
a trampoline media podcast
where teenagers across India
speak their mind about things that matter to them
and issues close to their heart.
Being a teenager is not easy. In the ups and downs of growing up, the one solid rock teens can cling to is their friendships. Parents might be the go-to people during the childhood, but it's the friends who take that role in the teenage years. So what happens when the world comes to a halt? When we are forced to shut ourselves inside our homes and friends become yet another screen? How have teenage friendships weathered the pandemic? Time to find out. I'm Neha, the co-creator of Indian Teens Unfiltered. Welcome to the show.
My name is Angad Arora. I'm 17 years old. I'm from Bombay.
Hi, I'm Kesar. I'm 13 and I'm from Delhi. I really like art and nothing else besides it. I really focus on one thing at a time.
Okay, so my name is Saksham and my age is 16 years and I'm from Delhi.
Hi, I'm Rupal Joseph. I'm from Mumbai. I'm interested in cars, photography, movies, and animation.
Hi, I'm Sakina Mansarwala. I'm 13 years old. I enjoy painting, sometimes swimming and football. I live in Mumbai.
So how important are friends in your life?
They're very important. They keep you company and all. They give you tough times. But I don't like being dependent on my friends.
I totally agree with Raphael. I think it depends on everyone's personality, how much you depend on a person. And I think sometimes that can go for the bad or for the good. But yes, friends are important, but you shouldn't depend yourself 100% on them as well.
So I love my friends. I really enjoy that, like, during my bad and my good moments are like my backbone.
Definitely. Friendship for me is really important because what you can't share with your family members, you can with your friends. You can share everything with them, like good or bad moments. They're always there for you. Like, they motivate you for something or some task you want to do in further, like, future. So yeah, friends are definitely important.
Friendships and friends are one of the most integral part of my life. I cannot live without friends. I'm just such a fun-loving person that I need to have friends. I need to talk to someone.
I feel like if I start sharing my bad moments, I'll put a burden on somebody else and make their day as bad as well. It just feels really
pressurizing.
I want to know from you if your friendships have changed with age as you've moved from childhood to teenage. Has any of you felt that happening?
For me personally, my friendships have changed drastically. So from when I was little, my friend group mostly consisted of people who I would have a play date with. And like my childhood friends mostly. But as I got older, I started looking for people who, you know, would help me better myself and like improve on myself.
My friendship has not changed drastically. I'm really happy for my childhood friends. We enjoy a lot. But I think due to the pandemic, I have made a lot of building friends. Before the lockdown, we wouldn't have so much of time. We used to have classes, then we had to go out, and then a lot of other stuff. I mostly enjoy making friends who have similar interests, but I'm free going and I enjoy having all types of friends.
Yeah, so basically your friendships are based on what your interests are. I think that's the same with most
people. Yeah.
What about you, Kesar?
The thing is, for me, interest is more of like second thing. I look for relatability. Usually my friends are like, all of my friends are my age. So we, you know, exams time and, you know, they're at the same level as me, I would say. So I can really talk my heart out with them because they too go through the same stuff that I do. So, you know, we can maybe look for solution or just rant about our problem.
And Saksham, what do you feel about this?
As you grow older, the maturity level also increases. So yeah, the same happened with me. When I was a child, like you can say 5 or 7, I used to make friends who were all into sports, who were all busy playing the whole day, the cricket girls, the football ones. So yeah, at that time, I had all my friends who were in sports. And as time passed, like I was in eighth. So yeah, in my school, there is something called shuffling. So yeah, I went to some different section. Some other came to my section. So yeah, I was introduced to new people, you can say.
Yeah, that's a good point, Saksham. How was the last 1 year in terms of other changes in your life? Did any of you have to move houses or shift to a new school? Were you able to make any new friends?
Now in the 12th, I've had to join a new school. So my main concern was, how do I make new friends? Making friends, which I already found tough. Like, I had a very small group of friends in my old group, like in my old school. Like 5 close friends, that's it. And then shifting to a new school where everyone is new, none of your school friends are there. And like not even meeting them in person. That was I was really like anxious because like, how will I make friends? I'll be left alone. But then somehow, you know, like when school started, people started talking. I joined a tuition. Like I made my first friend through my accounts tuition. Then due to Instagram and the social media platforms, that's how I've made my friends. And all of the friends I've made, thank God, they're like, they have similar interests. More than 5 of them are like into fashion. 2-3 of them are like, you know, party going. And few of them are like us sporty people. And few of them, you know, like study all day. So like one of the things I had promised to myself, like I had, after my 10th got over, I had noticed that me personally, I had never been invited to any events and, you know, to go out with my friends for, say, coffee and stuff. I was invited maybe twice or something. So I was like, I have got to make friends, people who study, people who do sports, and people in the popular group as well, so that I'm not left alone and I enjoy, you know, that the prime time, basically, like the age still like 18, to enjoy it to the fullest.
So what Angad said, that he shifted to a new school. So I can relate to him. Like in future, I'm going to shift my school. I'm in 10th right now. So yeah, I'm going to shift to some different school in 11. So yeah, I'm going to face the same problems he did, like looking new friends in new school and stuff like that.
Well, I definitely do not want to be in your shoes right now. You're right, Angad. Making new friends is tough. And in the times of a pandemic, I can't even imagine. So great job. What about the others? Any interesting story about friendship in the lockdown?
So due to the lockdown, I made few building friends. So one of my friends together, we motivate kindness. So me and my friend, we together bake some cookies and we gave it to all the help, all the people in the community. And bringing that smile on their faces together was a lot of fun. And that we did something together. And I was really happy seeing those smiley faces in the pandemic.
There was like this big fight that wasn't normal. And that was what I mean by dependency. And we didn't talk for 5 months because we weren't meeting as much. The lockdown sort of worsened it. So, but everything's fine now. We're fine now. I've been talking to friends again since September. And during that time of me not talking to them, I made friends with my older friends who weren't talking.
Was there anything new you learned about your friends due to the lockdown?
This thing really helped me realize my true friends because they really wanted to see me. They really wanted to video call me. They wanted to see my face, which was very exciting for me that, okay, I have some real good friends who are waiting for me. They really enjoy spending that second moment with me. So that's the thing that I realized during this
lockdown. But honestly, for me, nothing has changed. They annoy me. I annoy them. I fight with them. They fight with me.
That's the true life of a teen.
Yeah, agreed. I agree with Raphael. Nothing has changed for me either. But I will say that my will to maintain friendships has grown stronger. Like, I've realized that these few other people in the school that I should stick with, and they have a good influence on me because of the past, you know, past year that and few incidents that have taken place. So I just know that this right here is important for me, and I think I should do everything that I can to help maintain it.
Yeah, so for me, the past 1 year, so like I got to know who are the real ones. When you talk about friendship, I got to know who are the real ones who actually showed up, that they want to talk to me, they actually care for me, like what I'm doing, what are the things going with me. So yeah, I found new friends too, through social media, you can say. This is how it went.
So for me, like, I realized that I have to choose my friends more wisely. And after choosing my friends wisely, I just annoyed them. Like, every day, repeatedly, hello, how are you? meet me. I kept on annoying all of my friends to the point where, like, they're like, one of my friends literally stopped messaging me because I spammed him so much. And then, but then he's messaged me after, like, 2 days.
No, me, I don't even annoy them intentionally. They just get annoyed by me. I don't even do anything. I think ranting is the main part of it. I like ranting. It's very cathartic.
Yeah, we can see that.
One of my friends, he kept on messaging me. Like, he kept on spamming, and I came to the core by blocking him. It was so annoying. He's sending me photos of cats and soup.
Yeah, I'm on a Discord server, and it is the most random thing. Like, no message has any relation to the previous one. It is random pictures of Roblox. It's so random that it uses things that aren't that funny, and the randomness of it makes it funny.
Something stupid that my friends do is, if your screen gets frozen by any chance, they pin you, they take your picture, and they send it to everyone by email.
My friends keep pinging me on Discord, which is really annoying. For me, it was like they kept pinging, and in my server, when you ping something, it's supposed to be something like for the server, it's supposed to be really important. So I went and I checked Discord, and it was everyone, and it was a Rickroll, which was really not funny, but like.
No, I'm the type of person who listens to Never Gonna Give You Up. It's an awesome song.
Well, I must look up this Rickroll now. Lesson of the day for me, I guess. But on a serious note, would you say your friends have been a big support for you during the last 1 year, or you for them?
So the last year was really tough. My grandfather passed away last year, so it was a really sad. It was really tough for me. But like, I had those close few friends who were constantly supporting me each and every day. Like, they would without fail each day call me, check up on how I was. They would do some dumb stuff with me to like lift my spirits, make me happy and stuff. They were the backbone for me.
So my parents got the COVID-19 recently. So I was locked away in a room, and then it was like so depressing and so sad. So my friends were like a really good help for me. They were like my backbone during that time. They would keep on calling me. They would make good snacks and they would send it across. Okay, they would Zoom call, and then they would start playing games, and they would say jokes. And then I completely forgot about my parents getting COVID. So I took some precautions.
Okay, so for me, I've started to grow around a lot of wholesome people and who appreciate me and appreciate what I do for them, and they give the same back. Of course, some don't, but it's okay because they're just little dumb, I guess. That's not the correct way to put it, but they're my friends. It's fine. I'm casual with them. They're basically this backbone I don't realize I have until I'm into something like really serious and I need help, and then they just suddenly come forward like a force or an army. So like, they really help me out in stuff I need, something that not my parents can help me with.
So it's generally really wholesome now, because I've finally found my group of people who have the same, you know, like attitude like me, who have the same interests like me. So it generally makes talking, you know, telling your problems, asking for advice, it makes all of that, the spheres in which you need help from someone outside and you can't ask your parents, it just makes it so much easier.
They don't need to help me with like my problems all the time, because I don't have many problems. Well, I do have problems, but I don't always tell them my problems, but I do help them with their problems.
So I want to say that this past year, I've made new friends. I've cherished the one with my childhood friends. I made a lot of friends in my community. So we have like a really good time, because I can actually meet them physically. So we do like a lot of things together. We enjoy. And I use this pandemic as like a test. It's like an obstacle that we need to face. So when we face this obstacle, we feel like it's like something that's going to help us. It's like an exam that COVID is taking, and it wants us to use our creative thinking while making friends.
I totally agree with Sakina when she says, but I think that you can't neglect the negative sides of this pandemic. And it's really hard to find motivation for the simplest things. Like, I don't feel motivated to get up every day, go to my online class. I don't have the same concentration I used to. I don't feel motivated to complete my assignments. It's like time doesn't matter anymore. It's just on and on and on, and every day is just repeating itself. So, but there's that little hint of will I have, you would say, for certain things that I really like. So I would say that this pandemic has helped me find out what should I focus on, and you know, what is my main motive for going on after this pandemic, you know, it stops and schools open and et cetera, et cetera. So now I really know what I'm headed for. So yes, that's my opinion.
Wow. You guys really know what you want and have so much clarity about everything. It's amazing to see how each one of you dealt with this difficult phase in your life with so much grace and courage. Thank you for sharing your stories with us. This is the end of today's episode, but keep watching this space for more. We'll be back soon with another topic that matters to you. Till then, stay safe and take care.
Indian Teens Unfiltered podcast has been created by Anne Doshi and Neha Jain from Trampoline Media. Trampoline brings cinematic, visual, and audio stories from all over the world for the young minds of India today. This episode was hosted by Neha Jain. The audio was edited by Ahan Shah at Music Boutique. A big thank you to Shamir Tandon and Sunil Doshi for their continuous support.